When someone asks you if you're a podcast god, you say yes.
Ghostbusters.
I'm rubbish at this. I don't even know. You say it and then I go, that could be anything.
It is. Winston says, when someone asks you if you're a god, you say yes.
Winston. No, it's Wilson. Just for
okay. Well, welcome back, everyone. Thank you for tuning into the extra. And Dominic, back in the thick of it now, the second week. You feel comfortable as the quizzer?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I can't lose. So.
Less time preparing this week, I'd imagine? Felt more in your groove?
Yeah, I think so, actually, yeah. Yes. Let's say yes.
All right.
Yeah, okay, it was quicker, yeah.
Well, I'm not going to hold back because I'm sure Matthew's been watching far too much.
Yeah, I have watched quite a bit this time.
Okay, so we're going to go straight into what have you been watching? Films to mention. Matthew, over to you.
I'm going
to
start. So, because I was ill, I've sat and watched a couple of films a day. Because I was off. I know.
Part-timer.
I'm a bit better now. So, films I've watched.
Is this in order?
It is in the order I've watched them in, yep.
I love that.
I watched the 1989 Roadhouse.
Not the new one.
No, I want to watch the new one. It's on my list now of ones I want to watch.
So the Gyllenhaal one.
Yeah. So I watched the Roadhouse, which is weird. You've seen it, right?
Oh yeah. I like Roadhouse.
Yeah, it's good, but it suddenly sort of devolves into this weird thing where he rips someone's throat out.
Yeah.
All I know is the Family Guy when he goes Roadhouse and kicks people. Yeah. That's all I know.
It's not that far off, really.
No.
I don't think I've seen it.
He's just making sure that everyone behaves with inside a bar.
Roadhouse. So yes, I watched Roadhouse. I watched Edge of Tomorrow, or Live, Die, Repeat, as it seems to be called now.
Sorry?
The Live, Die, Repeat.
Am I right in thinking there's a second one of that planned?
No, you've just seen the film.
No, I'm being deadly serious. I swear there was a production at some point.
Well, sort of like all the adverts called it Live, Die, Repeat, because that's what happens. It's like Groundhog Day, isn't it? But
is
sci-fi.
It not colon Live, Die, Repeat?
No, it's not. I think it's just Edge of Tomorrow. Live, Die, Repeat was like the tagline, I think.
That's not Tom Cruise one?
Yeah, Tom Cruise, Emily Blunt.
Mm. Yeah, I've seen a lot about that recently.
Yeah, I decided to watch it again. I'd completely forgotten the film. And actually, it's not the most memorable, really, because even now I'm thinking about it, you sort of generally know.
Oh, it takes a twist story arc
at one point. There's another similar film that Tom Cruise that's done that's like that to a certain degree.
Yes, I think Oblivion. So yeah, I think Kim got a little bit confused about whether or not the film. No, Kim had was confused which film was which. Because we watched it together.
Tom Cruise gets confused which film he was in as well.
Was that Oblivion or was that The Edge of... okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so next.
I watched a documentary called The Jewel Thief, which had a very, very unlikable character.
A film documentary
about a guy that stole... He was basically a bank robber and he would find banks that were about to be made and he'd put himself and stuff in there so that he could steal from them once they were open.
Oh, good.
So it was reasonably clever, but he was very, very overconfident.
It's true, is it?
Yeah, it's a true story. It's a true documentary.
Builds himself into the bank.
No, he didn't build himself into it.
It's not Jonathan Creek.
Yeah, he built himself.
Yeah, he's the safe fitter, and he builds an extra wall and puts himself in the safe,
He did things like put.
No, that's Jonathan Creek, isn't it? The one where he dies in the wall.
So with not Inside Man. Where is Inside Man?
Yeah, Inside Man.
That's the film plot.
Inside Man.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Ruined it for everyone. Sorry about that.
Yeah. Anyway. Jewel Thief.
I haven't even seen it and I've ruined it for myself.
I watched while I was ill. That was one of the films I watched while I was ill. And Football Factory, I decided to watch.
What made you go to that?
I don't know. Hasn't really aged that well. They're very unlikable, the people
Football
in it.
Football Factory.
Yeah. Danny Dyer. Mm. Yeah. Oh,
he's rubbish. In the earlier films. So.
It's all very shouty.
Mean Machines, all right, but
yeah,
that's it.
I watched From Hell. With Johnny Depp, which is about...
Hell?
No, it's about the Jack the Ripper.
Oh, murders, okay.
It's just like a storytelling of that.
Yeah.
I watched Donnie Darko.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
I've seen that a long time ago. That's Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
Jake Gyllenhaal and Maggie Gyllenhaal, both in it.
I feel like I've seen that a long, long time ago.
I think I remember you watching it.
I had the DVD of it.
Oh, no, I might be thinking Pan's Labyrinth, actually.
Patrick Swayze's in that as well.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, have you had a little...
Drew Barrymore. There's loads of people in
there. A little rendezvous with Patrick Swayze this week, have you?
Yeah.
So you watched Dirty Dancing?
No, I haven't watched Dirty Dancing.
Ghost? Yeah, well
done. No. I watched a film from 2022 called See How They Run, which was a murder mystery about someone that dies in and around the Mousetrap. You know, the Mousetrap, the play.
Yeah.
So it's about that, yeah, which had Sam Rockwell in and Saoirse Ronan. That was actually all right. That's
okay.
Good. And then finally, I watched Free Guy again.
I haven't seen that, yeah.
It's really good.
No, I have watched it before. I mean, I would go back and watch that again.
Yeah, I did. Kim hadn't seen it.
And again,
I said to her, you'd absolutely love it, and she did. So
I swear I've heard there's a Free Guy 2 coming.
That'd be cool.
I'm not sure what you do with it, but it's really good. Blue Shirt Guy.
Yeah, it's just Ryan Reynolds being Ryan Reynolds.
It is. It's good. I enjoyed that film a lot. So yeah, they're my films. Watched quite a lot this last fortnight.
Wow. Yeah. Dominic, have you got such an extensive list?
I can't actually find my list. Let's be completely honest.
Is it a short list?
It was short. I've watched How to Train Your Dragon.
Mm-hmm. The first one.
The first one, yep. La La Crocodile.
Weird, by the way, because that was one of the... annoying characters I read online that people find annoying. Hiccup.
He's all right.
I'm trying to think one of the
It hits
characters.
Dominic's brief. He's a bit whiny.
He is quite whiny.
In positions, yeah.
He's pretty cool, though.
Okay, I agree. I like it. Go on.
La La Crocodile said that one.
I love that.
Yeah, that was good.
Javier Bardem.
Oh, such a good film.
No, I still don't know that.
You've got to watch it. You've mentioned this before.
But
it's really good.
Do you like Shawn Mendes? As in songs.
Singer.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
He's Lyle.
He sings Crocodile Rock at the end of it, which is...
Okay.
Good song.
No, it's good.
Okay, right, fine.
What's weird is, I'm not sure it is that good, but I really like it.
I can't remember the name of the film, but it was with Julia Roberts and Ethan Hawke. It's on Netflix. It's a sci-fi thriller where pretty much all of a sudden it's like an Armageddon type thing.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to find out what it is.
Know what Dominic's talking about, get in contact with us.
You know what Dom's seen this week.
Give us a message at Top Five Films. That I tell you what, Dominic, is that your last one?
That, and I watched the second Narnia, Prince Caspian.
Oh, because you're going through the system.
Yes.
Okay. There's only three, right?
I think so.
Dawn Treader. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So they didn't make the rest of them. Did they just stop? Because there's like seven or eight.
Yeah. Will Poulter's in that last one. And
is he?
Yeah. And that just sort of stops.
Okay. What have you watched, Jeremy?
I have watched three films. I started with Black Adam.
Oh, okay. Is that The Rock?
The Rock in the DC. Yeah.
It's all right.
It's got an annoying kid in it, but he didn't quite make my list last week.
Yeah.
Without meaning to ruin it, they sort of go to the something in the credits.
Right.
Trying to tease the DC world.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. I wouldn't rewatch the whole film just for that. So.
Okay, we'll just watch the credits. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know how I've never seen this before, but this was a family watch. Gnomeo and Juliet.
Oh, I've seen too that. Many times. That's Elton John it is. Songs.
I know.
Yeah.
But the cast list could easily have...
I think I went to the cinema to watch that.
But that cast list could easily have been most extensive cast.
Yeah.
I think someone did mention that in one of our comments.
Yeah, somewhere. I agree.
Gnomeo and Juliet.
He did, yeah.
It's such a list of people.
Is it Ewan McGregor?
No.
Who is it?
It is... I was going to say Split. James McAvoy. It's McAvoy, Blunt.
Yep.
Are the main ones. You've got so many British characters like Richard Wilson picking up point. But yeah, there is a good...
Ozzy
Osbourne's in it at one point.
Right? Red and Blue Gnomes.
Yeah, and they live at, if you get the reference, 2B, and then the person next to them's got a sign with a crossed out 2B.
Right, okay.
It's very good. I found it very funny.
I think I've seen it quite a few times, yeah.
Yeah.
They race lawnmowers.
They do.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm. That's quite good, yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, it doesn't hit the stereotype of Romeo and Juliet. A bit more family-friendly ending. Sorry to spoil that for everybody. And then finally, I watched The Creator on Disney Plus.
Oh, okay, I saw that. I haven't got around to that.
So it is this idea that AI has adapted to the point where they are living amongst us
as robots, as cyborgs, as, androids.
Well,
people.
Yeah, halfway between.
Okay, and you can't tell the difference.
No, what happens is there is an event, right, and then US decides that AI is dangerous and you shouldn't be able to have AI people living amongst you, and they have a war against the rest of the world / Asia, who are quite comfortable with the idea of AI being living beings.
Okay.
It's, the one thing I would say is...
It's not like part of the Marvel universe or anything.
No. Absolutely. Not linked with... standalone. I thought it was quite predictable, but I still watched it. It's quite slow in places as well. But
who's in it?
Good question.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
I'll look it up.
Yeah. I'm trying to think why I don't... Oh, I'll tell you... Oh, no. See, I'm going to have to give references for other films. I wouldn't know their names.
Okay.
That's fine. Cool.
Have you watched Last Samurai?
Yes. Tom Cruise, is he in it?
No, but the guy, I think it's about the guy who's his mentor.
Okay, no, I don't
know. Who's also in, I think it's the same guy. Oh, I'm going to get loads of stick if it's not. Who's also in Godzilla as the, like, scientist man.
Is he not French? Not a Frenchman?
No. Anyway.
Okay, fine.
That's about it.
Move on. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me grief if I've got that completely wrong.
Probably have.
Yeah, probably.
I was just going to say, with the DC film, I feel like they go too far. Like Black Adam, they try too hard.
Oh, Black with Adam was a bit like... Well,
not necessarily.
In my opinion, it sort of crossed superhero with The Mummy.
Okay, I've not seen it, so...
All their characters, I feel like they'd all just beat each other.
Well, they'd just be them, wouldn't they?
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's like... Anyway, you watch it, you'll see it, yeah.
All right.
Okay, so that's... Maybe. Did you find that film?
Yes.
Go on.
Leave the World Behind.
Of course.
Oh. Snips its ears. A family vacation on the lot. On Long Island, is interrupted by two strangers bearing news of a blackout. As the threat grows, both families must decide how best to survive the potential crisis, all while grappling with their own place in this collapsing world.
I lost interest really early on that description, too. To be honest with you.
Do you know what? I'll be honest with you, the title was enough to put me off.
Yeah, title's not particularly gripping.
Okay,
was it all right?
It was, the ending.
Would you watch it again?
it was a good watch for like I wouldn't watch it again, but
it's a one-off.
It's a one-off.
It doesn't get a Dom recommend.
Nice. It's the ending. It's one of those. It's just a lazy ending.
Okay.
Right.
Cut off too soon.
So that's the films.
Yep.
What about series?
Oh yeah, I'm just watching The Tourist and Survivor at the moment with the boys.
Survivor.
The UK. Joel Dommett.
You say that, hold on, isn't that like, wasn't that on like 6 months ago?
Yeah, it's not new.
Oh,
just... You can rewatch things.
No, I know how this works. Yeah. I'm not Dominic. I don't think live TV exists. Or was it you, actually? No, but there you go.
Live TV does exist.
It doesn't anymore. Not in my world.
No, I have it up.
It does exist, though.
I've got a couple
of aerials. Yeah, I don't even connect the aerial anymore. No.
Yeah, but the Tourist, through that one, was with Jamie Dornan.
Right.
Okay. No, nothing to say about it.
Well, no, but what, do you know about it at all?
Nope, don't know about it at all.
It's the second series. The first series is you see him in Australia driving a car and supposedly he's lost his memory. He doesn't know what he is, who he is, and he gets himself into all sorts of predicaments, and throughout the whole series you start
finding out. Well, you would do if you don't know who you are.
Mm. He gets a bit chased by people. People are trying to kill him and he has no
idea
why.
What accent does Jamie Dornan have in
his actual accent?
He's Irish.
Yes.
Right.
In the middle of Australia.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Throughout the whole thing.
Definitely a tourist.
And you find out why he goes to Australia. I'm not going to tell you.
Okay.
But yeah. And then.
So the second season follows on from that.
Yeah. He goes back to his.
He's forgotten island. Again who he is.
No, he doesn't get his memory back.
Oh.
Oh, all right.
That's all right. Thanks for that.
I watched the first one then.
It's not ruining anything. Trust
me.
Well,
I might do.
Oh, okay.
But you find more and more about where he's from and what he does and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right.
So you say we can pretty much miss the first season.
Yeah.
No, just because. the first season is probably better than the second, but the second one leads on, so you have to watch it, really.
By the way, Dominic, I think I saw that Invincible is back.
Is it? I did with a new.
I think episode 5 has dropped.
I thought that as well.
So we might have to check that out.
But yeah.
No, you can check that out.
Yeah, no, we will do. Thank you very much, Matthew, for the
recommendation.
Right, what have you been watching?
Well, do you know what? Really weird bit of you predicting things. I've been watching series 1 and 2 of Jonathan Creek.
I do love Jonathan
Creek. No, it must be dated now.
No, it's all right.
But that's, by the way, listeners, this is completely Matthew's wheelhouse. Matthew would be Jonathan Creek if he could be.
It's good.
I want to be involved in stage production of magic. That's not how Matthew sounds.
Yeah, I was about to say. People can hear my voice right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. I enjoy those Jonathan Creeks.
Have you got to the one where I got to the wall?
Yeah, we watched the wall one.
This is definitely on a DVD set.
No, it's on. I'm watching it back on.
You thought it was one of the 1,000 DVDs he's got.
Yeah. I do have it on DVD.
I thought you did.
But I don't have the more recent series.
More recent? How recent are we talking?
Oh no, there's a Sheridan Smith one, isn't there?
Much more recent than that. I
don't know. That sounded quite recent to me.
Recently? Yeah, there's one where he's married to.
How recent are we talking?
Sarah Alexander, who was in Coupling and Smack the Pony.
Oh, okay.
So he's married. He's not doing.
I never heard of those. But
yeah, they're good. Okay. So yeah, I've watched the first 2 series.
I probably only know Caroline Quentin.
Yeah.
She was in the original ones, right?
Yeah. And then Sheridan Smith.
And then Sheridan Smith.
But she only did a few
specials.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then Christmas, Sarah Alexander.
And then when specials. It got rebooted, then where did it go? Because it definitely wasn't.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm not aware of it.
Was it still?
Not that I'd actually.
It was on BBC.
Okay.
It was usually Christmas specials. They were specials. They weren't like a series.
Okay.
What's the guy's name?
Jonathan Creek.
Who plays Jonathan Creek?
Alan Davies.
And he was in the most recent.
Yeah, of course he was.
You haven't told me what recent. We're talking like a couple of years, 5 years ago?
Recent, probably 10.
10 years ago.
Maybe 10 years ago. Okay.
Yeah, but you haven't seen him.
No, but I'm sitting there going, oh, a couple of years. I don't remember that coming out.
No. I'll be honest with you. I thought it was within 5 years.
Yeah, no, it's not within 5 years.
Okay.
Recent.
So it's all relative.
So another thing you don't have to tell us about until you finish a series. Oh, wait, there are no series. There we go.
Yep,
Any more Mentalists recently?
No.
Okay, good.
Another break.
I'd be surprised if you don't start watching Monk or something like that, right?
Never watch an episode of Monk.
Okay, well, there we go.
Watch Columbo again.
Yeah. I don't like Columbo as much.
No, I don't either.
Because you know who does it all the way through. It's not a whodunit, it's a him catching.
How done it, which is exactly like Jonathan Creek.
You know the, well, only if you know the answers.
Well, you do.
Yeah, but you don't.
Because you're a magician.
The characters don't. So it's fun watching them learn.
Okay. Is that everything? Sorry?
That was it, yeah. Yeah. I've watched a lot of films. So
I am on to season 7 of The Office US.
Oh, what's going on in The Office?
Have a reference
point. We had the double Christmas one where Holly comes back.
Is that with Cool Christmas?
Yes, where he gets the
Christmas call.
He gets the bassist. And. Dwight is having a snowball fight with
the snowball
Jim.
Fight. Have you done good.
The snowman?
And the snowman at the end.
The snowman is brilliant.
Yeah, that is brilliant. Yeah.
I loved that. I was like, that's creepy.
That is so brilliant, though.
So brilliant. Yeah.
Okay, we like that.
Ah, that's a good one.
I left it on here. Still not returned to Loki season 2. I really do need to do that. Maybe during
How many
Easter.
Have you got left?
How many is there in a season? 6? Yeah. 4 left?
6.
Okay.
No. RuPaul UK versus the world still goes on in our house. Finished Friday night dinners like you did. Got to the end of them again.
Did you watch the 6th series, the very last series?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The one where they end up at the very end
with their girlfriends.
Yeah,
slightly disappointing ending.
Really. Yeah, agreed.
Didn't need to do that last series, really.
Finished Married to the Game. My wife wants me to point out.
Is that the Beckhams?
No, that's the Beckhams. Married to the Game is like Riyad Mahrez and all that. My wife wanted to point out that she thought I downplayed the fact that I was watching them, to which I tried to explain to her that I did watch them. I didn't like watching them.
Just because I'm in the room while you're watching them doesn't mean I'm watching them.
But there we go.
is it Gundogan as well? I think so.
Yeah, Gundogan, yeah.
I'm looking at
I'll be honest with you. Yeah, it's not about football at all.
What platform is it on?
Prime.
Okay. I haven't seen it advertised anywhere.
So anyway, I'm looking for a new drama is what we've agreed in our house. Mm. So that's sort of where we haven't agreed on anything.
Yeah.
Watch Dope Sick.
Yeah, but I know the story and I watched the documentary, the real life one.
Really good. Really good. Definitely recommend.
But we have got the new season of Interior Design Masters. We do like that.
Jeez.
There what about, you go. Do you watch, hang on, Pottery Showdown?
No.
Oh my God, watch it.
No.
It's so good.
No, Interior Designs is fun.
Well, what about,
But I don't want that. I want a drama series.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I do watch Sewing Bee. Yeah, I like that one.
Pottery Showdown's fantastic.
Watch Dope Sick.
Watch Dope Sick. You'll like that. It's really good.
Will I?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I don't think it's challenging enough.
No, it is.
Seriously, it's eye-opening.
Mm. Even if you've seen the documentary.
And the funniest thing, they still sell it now. And that's the thing.
Yeah, I'm very aware.
Mm. But just what, yeah.
It was only a prescription. They only had to go for that one woman. But anyway. Let's go from there.
Not in the series.
Oh, well, then it's not true.
Okay, fine. You asked for a suggestion?
Yeah. I just don't think that's... Yeah.
It's really good.
Okay. Maybe I'll do what Matthew does, which is start the first one. I can't do that. See, I can't watch one episode and then not watch the rest of them.
I will watch something all the way through.
Well, I just might not start a second season.
Won't you watch American Horror Story?
No.
No? They're good. Good drama.
Okay. No, just taking the mic.
No, I'm not. It's good drama.
So, at this point, now we've done the what you've been watching in the series, I get to hand it over to Dominic for the games.
Have you seen any of the years on my list?
What?
On my list?
No.
Oh, please, okay, I'm just looking at.
Oh, he's saying, can he see from where you are?
Yeah.
He's got
I wouldn't do though as well. I've got integrity.
Like a screen up in front of him now.
I've got a box, yeah.
I didn't used to do that and ask Matthew. So maybe Matthew's just been cheating all those
times.
That
makes a lot of sense.
Does it?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out, won't we?
Mm-hmm.
Dominic, over to you.
So please release me. I'm going to go straight in. Yeah.
Not going to explain it for somebody who's fresh to the airwaves.
Yeah, how does it work, Dom? I don't know.
So, wait, hang on.
I'm trying to work it out.
Yeah, so I've got to get. I say a film, yeah. They have to guess which year it's from.
That's correct.
Good. And depending on how many years they are out, that gives them a score.
Correct.
The cumulative number of points from 1 to 10 on the first round to the 10th round.
Yeah.
And then whoever's got the least number at the end wins.
Good.
Is that it?
Are there any
Is
bonus,
that anything else?
Bonus marks that we can gain back?
Oh my God. There's bonus. -5 points if they guess the link between all the films that I'm mentioning.
Exciting.
Okay.
Oh.
P.S. I'm really looking forward to you talking about the second game. But anyway.
Yep. Come on. Because I don't understand the second game. Go on.
Yeah, I'm not sure I still do, but it'll be good. No. Keep going. Game one.
Okay. Jem, you went first last week.
Oh, he's better than I did. I never remember that.
Okay, might go first.
I've got a list.
He's got his pen.
I do. First, Monsters, Inc.
Oh.
John Goodman.
Yep.
Billy Crystal.
Yep. 2002.
I'll stick with what I was going to, which is 99.
I think you might be better.
The only reference point I've got is Dom always telling us when Toy Story was.
Which is when?
92.
Okay.
95. I got it wrong.
Go on, when was it then?
2001.
Oh.
So Matthew, you're one out, and Jem, you are two.
That's okay.
Want to guess?
Yes, I'm going to guess. Are they films that have a sequel?
No.
No, right.
Are they... I also wanted to go down the route of...
This is my second week. So they're all the second film in a series.
I did one for the first week.
But we don't know if you're going to follow that theme, yeah?
Okay.
So my answer is... it has a Roman numeral I... No, that doesn't work. It's not Monsters, Inc., is it? Okay, two.
No.
Okay.
Just keep going, my word.
If you get this, soon. It's tricky this week. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, right. I thought it was tricky last week.
It was quite tricky last week.
Well, 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Film two, Gem. Is it Rocket Man? A musical fantasy about the fantastical human story of Elton John's breakthrough years. Taron Egerton.
2019.
I was going to go with that because I'm thinking it was pre-pandemic, right?
I think it's about there.
I'm going to have to go 2018. And I think you're right.
Joe, you are spot on. That's it. Yeah, 2019.
Well, nice.
So my first go in both shows that I start. Yeah. I'm just keeping mental tabs now.
So two all at the moment.
Oh, okay.
What would you like to guess?
Highly competitive, this.
It's Jeremy's guess.
It is Jeremy's guess, yeah.
Voice artists in another film, as in they share a voice artist in another film.
I'm not entirely sure what that means, but no.
Okay. It's probably not right then. Yeah, it's probably not right.
I am going to guess Big Glasses. There is a character with big glasses.
No,
good thing. No, there's not, Matthew. Yep.
Yep. No. Right, Matt.
Yeah. That's good, though.
Yeah.
Fame.
Do you want to live forever?
Young men and women auditioned for coveted spots at the New York High School of Performing Arts.
I'm going off you. I'm so glad this is you.
I'm going to go with an 80s, early 80s, 1983.
Oh, that's so hard to judge off.
So you chose that on purpose.
So I'm going to use Karate Kid as my reference point. So you're not far off. 82.
I'd have guessed earlier if I'd have had to make a choice out of that.
It is 1980.
Whoa. So yeah.
Well done.
So, Math, you're 5, and Jem, you're on 4.
Okay.
Okay, we're still very close.
Math, your guess?
Do I guess first this time? Right,
yes.
Same. Leg warmers.
No.
Oh, good one.
Yeah.
I think I was just going to confuse fame with something else there.
Flash dance.
Yeah. I was going to talk about water falling on them, but yeah. Does water fall on him?
No, it's not.
Okay, it's not that one.
That,
no. Well, probably does.
Yeah, probably does. Anyway,
not what he's looking for.
Jim.
Yes, Dominic.
Slumdog Millionaire. We've had this one before, so you should really.
No, we haven't had it as a
not
number.
In a prison, no, in one no. Of your, but it's one of your top five.
It's a film I haven't seen. Still.
Good thing Jim's first.
Yep.
Yeah, this is not fair.
I think it's quite fair.
Do you want the synopsis?
No, but I'm trying to. No. Oh, yeah, we haven't done synopsis at all. You're rattling through these, have you?
I've done it in the last three.
I've not been focused. I'm trying to work out when I'm a Millionaire was at its peak.
Don't know.
Because it was definitely about that.
I'm not going to give you any help on that, am I?
No, 2010.
So I think you're really late there. I'm going to say 2003. So
it was 2008.
Ah, so you're not that far.
You are much better than
Matthew.
You
were 5 out, so you're on 10. God. And Jem, you were well 2 out, so you're on 6. 4 ahead.
Ooh.
Ooh.
And it's
still within that 5, though.
Yeah.
It's Jem's guess.
Something to do with poo.
No.
Goodness me.
Where's that? Where's the link in all of them to do with poo?
Well, I just know one of them. Slumdog Millionaire has a big poo scene.
Yeah, moving on. Is there something about a button?
No. I don't think you're going to get the link this week.
Okay.
Well, challenge accepted.
So I've just got to stay ahead now. Okay.
Yeah.
Matthew, right?
Oh, yeah, me first.
Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Oh goodness. George Peppard.
What did we go to see at the Leeds Castle?
Yeah, we did. Yeah, we did see that at Leeds Castle. Yeah.
It doesn't help with the year.
Mickey Rooney doing something he really shouldn't do. They must have a warning now.
They must do. 1969.
Or earlier. 64.
Go on, what is it?
It was 1961.
Oh, goodness. Yeah. Miles out. So far out this week.
So Matthew, you were 8 out. Jem, you were 3 out. So Jem, you were on 9. Matthew, you were on 18. So 9 in it at the moment.
Whoa. It's not good. It's not good.
Math, it's your guess if you want to guess what the link is.
The 18.
Again, you could have people with glasses.
Yeah, I could have people with glasses, yeah. Yeah. I did think that. Well, I'm going to go with the 18.
No.
No.
Right.
Somebody wears a tiara.
No. No.
I don't think, yeah, I'm trying to think if that actually works with most of them. I can't think of Monsters, Inc.'s tiara.
I think I'm obsessing too much with Monsters, Inc. I need to move past that one. Go on.
Do you want a clue?
No, that's not how this works. You can't give clues.
Throwing out random clues when it's someone's go first. Not a chance.
Okay. Well, no, isn't it like you've had your guesses?
No, we're okay.
The next film is Frozen.
And whose go is it?
It's you.
Okay, I know when Frozen 2 came out. I can work out the difference in years.
Sorry, do you want the synopsis of this one? Sorry,
something about someone's very cold.
No, when their kingdom becomes trapped in perpetual winter, fearless Anna, Kristen Bell, joins forces with mountaineer Kristoff, who's Jonathan Groff.
Come on, Jem.
Yeah, I'm trying to work backwards with my kids' ages. I know that sounds ridiculous.
Idina Menzel.
2016.
So, last week, if you remember, I did mention that I watched this for the first time when sang it or did the lines beforehand. Now, I know where I was and what year that was.
Come on, then.
So, I'm going to go 2013.
Spot on.
Oh.
It's 2013 it is.
Yes.
Jem, you were 3 out, so you're on 12. And Matt, you are still on 18, so there's 6 in it.
Yeah, that's not enough.
So, Matt, you're going...
What number are we on?
Number 7.
Okay.
Can we recap some of the films, please?
Yes. So the films have been
Frozen.
Monsters, Inc., Rocket Man, Fame, Slumdog Millionaire, Breakfast at Tiffany's, Frozen.
Is that it? That was it.
Sorry, I've just realised I'm on the next one now.
Okay.
Yep, so that was it.
They all won an Oscar for Best Score.
No.
Oh, man. What I love is you went first as well. Mm. I think that was meant to be me, wasn't it?
No.
Because I might have been.
Yeah, it was.
Sorry. My bad.
He gave a nod, as in...
He just paused for dramatic effect.
Oscar for... Best Song.
It is Best Song.
Oh, I knew it was Best Song. As soon as I said it.
Yes.
It was Jai Ho, wasn't it? Million dollar.
Yeah, so
it was
Pussycat Dolls.
Monsters Inc. was.
If I didn't have you, Randy Newman, and then Rocket
so
Man
close.
Was. I'm gonna love me again. Elton John. Fame was Fame. Slumdog was Giant.
You helped me there.
I'm very upset.
Also, Dominic helped me because of the pause.
Yeah, long pause, and he was like trying to decide whether or not I get the rubbish. So close again. I think I did this last week as well, where I said, "Oh, it's one of a series," and you went, "Oh, it's the first
maybe
rubbish
maybe."
How many we got left?
4 left.
Right.
This is number 7.
And what's the score?
The score is Matthew, you're on 18, and Jem, you're on 12. No, now you're on 7.
He just needs to go one either side if he just...
Yeah, but I don't. I start 2 of them.
You do. That's true. Better be well out on one of them then.
So, Matt, it's your go first.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
A Star is Born.
Which version?
Well, I'm not telling you what year.
Yeah.
But it's...
who's in it?
It's the Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga.
Right, okay. How many of those films are there? They're 4. Is that the 4th
iteration? I thought there was 3.
I wouldn't have a clue.
It's the 3rd or 4th, isn't it? Okay,
seasoned musician Jackson Maine discovers and falls in love with struggling artist Ali.
P.S. We started this and I could not finish this film.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just didn't get it.
I find it's really...
sad. I thought it was good.
It is sad.
I enjoyed it.
No.
I'm going to go 2016.
I'm going to go one above that to 2017.
It was 2018.
Oh, for God's
sake. I watched it in...
Gone the right way.
I tried to watch it in 2021, I think it was. So,
Matthew, you're on 20. Jem, you're on 8.
Okay.
Good. So
12 in it.
12 in it. Still can anyway. Yeah, depends on the last films.
Bambi. Always remember Bambi.
Got some coming.
Good.
Oh, brilliant.
Jeremy first,
yeah.
This is where I muck it up.
Good.
8 Mile. People of Detroit know 8 Mile as the city limit, a border, a boundary. It's also a psychological dividing line that separates Jimmy Smith Jr., Eminem.
I'm trying to work out if this is around uni, before uni, or after uni. And I'm trying to think, when was he in his peak?
Whenever you're ready.
Yep.
Yeah.
Silence is golden.
Especially on a podcast.
2004.
2001.
It was 2002.
Oh.
I was thinking they did the Super Bowl and it was about 20 years something. I thought,
I remember because that was the first 15 I could go to the cinema and see.
Fair enough.
There you go. That's not too bad. I'm okay with that.
So, Gem, you're on 10
won
now.
Won an Oscar for that song, didn't it, in that one?
Lose Yourself. Yeah, it did. Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
So, Gem, you're on 10 and Matthew on 21.
Mm. Okie doke. What's 10 plus 9?
21.
Right. It's okay. A meme. But, yeah, no, okay. It was a Vine. Was it a Vine back? Oh, we sound old now.
You do.
6 second Vine.
I mean, dog, like, oh, yeah. Whatever. Whatever, old man.
So, Matthew,
you know you're older than me, Matthew.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right, math. Ready?
Yeah, yeah.
So we're on number 9.
Number
9,
yes. Ooh. An officer and a gentleman.
Oh, goodness.
Right. Love lives
up where we belong, yes.
Where we belong. Does anyone else think of Marge and Bart Simpson?
Yeah, I do. Yes. Yeah. Homer.
Did I say?
Marge and Bart would not be right.
That's wrong.
That would be wrong.
So I'm going to go with 1985.
Oh, you've plumbed in the middle there.
I have. Just have to go one either side. You're all right.
1990.
Or is he going to play the game properly?
No,
he's going to win it properly.
1999. Say that. 84.
He's gone south.
He's gone the right way.
Oh,
it was 1982.
Ugh.
Okay.
We're getting the age of these this year.
This year?
This year. Oh, I don't know what's wrong.
Well, maybe. Maybe. We're
in early doors.
Yeah, anyway. This year at
we're
all.
Not, we're only a couple of months in.
Anyway.
So you are on 24 and Jem, you're on 12.
Okay. 12.
Right, come on.
However.
Yeah, come on.
The ooh. Last and final one.
You've got a difference in 12. I hate this.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz.
Jeremy's first.
Over the Rainbow is what one that was.
So,
1960.
Right, so as far as I'm aware, 1960 was the last black and white film that won an Oscar, but this was both, right? Technical,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
That's I've pitched it thinking 12 years either way.
I think you've gone way too late. And how many points ahead was he? He was 12. I'm going to go 19. What year did you go?
No, I'm not telling you.
What year did he go?
Do I have to tell you
no.
that?
No.
Did you say 1960? 1964? What do you say? I'm going to go 1952.
Oh, silence. Dominic's
yeah,
doing well, his
I'm
maths
I'm doing
now.
My maths. No,
doing
yeah.
his maths
so
now.
The year was actually 1939.
Oh, my goodness. So Matthew wins.
Jem, you were out 21.
Yeah.
And you have finished on 33. Math, you were 13 out and you finished on 37. So, Jeremy, you win by 4.
God.
Look at Jeremy physically touched his heart.
What's hilarious?
Should have gone earlier.
What's
I was
hilarious
thinking
is
it was a 30.
We're both math teachers. We had two numbers and we were both like, I can't work it out. There's so much riding on this.
Wait, what year did you say?
1960.
You did say 1960.
Yeah.
If he said 64, you would have drawn. So, yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Annoying. I feel a bit more. I would have gone 40s. I should have gone 40s. Obviously, I should have gone 40s. Should have gone 30s, really. But there we go.
I should have gone for
what
the
year
exact
was the Wizard
date?
Of Oz?
1939.
That's amazing. 1939.
My word. Right. Coming in. Second round so I can get one back.
Can you? Jumped in a bit.
Do you remember how this works?
No.
Dom, can you remind me what this is?
Yeah.
What's this round called?
This is called Who Am I?
Dominic Swaffer. Thank you very much.
Every time. Right, so I'm going to give you the the genre and year of a film.
Yes. Right.
I'm not going to tell you what that film is, but within this film, I'm going to give you five. You're going to have to guess five different characters. And for each of those characters, I'm going to give you a few clues.
You mean trivia actors. Questions. You mean the actors that play the characters?
What did I just say?
Characters.
Oh, sorry, the actors. Yes, correct.
Good job we're here.
Yeah.
And after each one, similar to last round, you can guess what film it is. And if you get it, there's an extra point. Okay. And if you end up equal after...
So you say a clue. We shout our name if we think we know it, or we stay quiet.
Correct.
Right.
Until we get to the end and we both look at each other and go...
And if you don't get it, you don't get it.
Yeah, okay, agreed.
Josh Brolin.
Yeah. Yep. Right.
That was last week.
That was last week.
So, yeah.
Okay. So and what
if
year? What
at the end, I've got to decide a question.
Okay, what year, what genre?
2001.
Right.
Okay. Comedy adventure.
Oh.
I'm going to give you the rating and the time as well. Just a few bits. Just because Jem loves that.
It's an hour and 52. Jeremy will know.
Hour and 52.
Okay.
And it's a 12.
Ooh.
Has a couple of words.
Comedy adventure. Okay.
So I've just got to clear my throat.
I've got a couple in mind.
I have one in my mind in particular. Go on.
Yeah, I do too. I wonder if it's the same thing.
So this is the first cast member.
Hold on, pause. I've got to clear my mind of this one.
No,
I'm going to
be in there forever. Go. Keep going. So he thinks of this one film.
Right. He was awarded CBE in 2013 for his services to drama and charity. At the beginning of his career, he appeared in several shows and movies, but it was the BBC comedy sketch show, not the 9 o'clock news, that he was made famous for. He starred in a very famous comedy TV series that was originally called Mr. White before
Jeremy
changed.
Steve Coogan?
Incorrect.
Nope. I know. Right, keep going.
You can have it.
So that one was, he starred in a... you can have it. Brilliant. Thanks. Thanks, Emily. Thanks for that. He starred in a very famous comedy TV series that was originally called Mr. White before being changed to what it is now known. I'm not giving you the name of it. He recently played a priest in the latest installment of the Willy Wonka films. He had a cameo role as a shop assistant named Rufus in a Christmas film by Richard Curtis. In 2022, he was the main role in a Netflix series called Man vs. Bee. He voiced...
Keep going. I'm going to wait for all of them.
What? Why? Do you know who it is?
Yeah, I think so. Keep going.
Well, just guess it. He voiced a red-billed hornbill.
Yeah, okay, Matt.
Yes.
Rowan Atkinson.
Correct.
Oh, I wonder where this came from.
It wasn't.
Nothing to do with the fact that last week Dominic had Mr. Bean as his most annoyed.
I did this before. But anyway, carry on.
Yeah. Right, anyway.
So, Matt, you got it right. Do you want to guess the film?
Johnny English.
Incorrect.
This creeps up far too many times now.
Jem, I guess.
Rowan Atkinson. Family adventure.
I'm going to press for an answer, please.
Yeah, come on. God, he's very quiet, isn't he?
No, I can't do it. No.
Okay, cool.
It's not the one I thought it was.
No, me either. Can I ask, what did you think?
No, in case I'm wrong.
Oh, okay.
In case it could still be that one. I've just forgotten.
Yeah, but he appears in it in a cameo.
Here is the second actor. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go slow. Okay. He's 84 and 6 foot five tall. He has a breed of lemur named after him in 2005 after his work with this animal. He made a cameo appearance in the iconic Beatles film A Hard Day's Night. He starred in Clifford the Big Red Dog as Mr. Bridwell with his crazy animal emporium. He's done many voiceovers, including the King Gristle in the animated film Trolls, narrated the 2011 Winnie the Pooh, and voiced the King in Shrek 2.
Matt. John Lithgow.
Jeremy.
Correct. I know who it is now.
John Cleese.
It is John Cleese.
Oh, I meant that. I went for Farquaad. Nice.
Yeah, who doesn't appear in the second one?
No.
And there we go. Well done, Jem. There we go.
Thank you very much.
He's breathing really quick.
Yeah, I'm struggling. I'm really getting pumped up by this.
Okay.
Excuse me, sorry. So, Jem, you want to guess the film?
I feel like this is a film that I'm going to know. Mm. But I can't... What I've got in my head is definitely not right. I was going to say A Fish Called Wanda, but it's not. That's miles
before
then.
That was one of the clues. That was one of the next clues. So okay. It's not that.
I am not going to guess.
Okay.
That was quick. Yeah. Nice.
So this 1-0. So the third actor. Ready?
Yep.
As of 2023, she is one of the only six actresses who has won an Oscar, Tony, Emmy, and Grammy. In 1994, she became the first woman to host the Academy Awards solo. In 2001, on her 46th birthday, she was given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Her real name is Karen Elaine Johnson. She has performed all her own singing in her movies. She was at her most famous in the 90s, making regular appearances on Star Trek: The Next Generation. She is recognised for not having any eyebrows.
Whoopi Goldberg.
Correct. It is indeed.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was good.
What gave it away?
No eyebrows, clearly. No.
The Star Trek.
Yeah.
I forgot she was on it.
She was, I remember.
Yeah,
obviously,
I remember it now.
She was in the bar.
Yeah. At the restaurant bar, whatever it was. Yeah.
Okay.
Right. What a weird set of people so far.
I feel like these are cameos, aren't they?
Probably.
They are not.
Okay.
You shouldn't probably tell us that.
Right. So.
No, you both got... You both got...
Right, so...
Come on, Mr. Cough.
2001 comedy adventure.
Yep. 12, 1 hour 52.
Nope.
Rat Race.
Bang on the money.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Came
out of nowhere.
Whoopi Goldberg, for some reason, just spun that.
So Jeremy,
I was trying to think when you said adventure.
Jeremy win that then?
That's no, just
so
a
Jeremy
point.
Jeremy just gets another point.
Oh, okay.
So it's two. What are we? Two all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's left. Really helped two me, hasn't it?
Left. Yeah. Right.
Okay. Good choice, by the way. But
I can't remember who's in this now.
No, neither can I.
You
right.
ready?
Yeah.
Right. Number four.
Yeah.
Fourth person. His dad was the lead singer of the Main Ingredient singing group, Everybody Plays the Fool. He once breakdanced in the 1994 closing ceremonies of the Olympic Games in Los Angeles with Lionel Richie and was a backup singer or dancer for Paula Abdul. As of 2021, he has appeared in...
Jeremy. Cuba Gooding Jr.?
How on earth do you know that?
Nice.
Because I can remember Rat Race and he's always dancing in like Jerry Maguire and things like that.
Nice. Ooh. I back of my head, I remember that fact.
That's probably the only person I can remember out of a Rat Race.
Last round.
So 3-2. So if you, by the way, obviously if you get this next one, you've won and you...
I can't remember Rat Race. I can't remember anything from Rat Race right now.
You cannot believe how quick my heart is racing at the moment.
You were going,
this is how I
can see you doing.
This is how I felt. This is how much you want to win.
Yeah. I just want to win.
Right.
Okay, number five.
Number five.
Last one. Sorry. If anyone can see Jeremy, he is literally as rigid as can be. I feel like he's going to pass out.
It's focused.
He's ready to go, isn't he?
Okay, right.
He's just staring straight forward. Right. It's like a 1,000-yard stare.
Number five. Uh-huh. At 13 years old, he played Allison Hannigan's boyfriend, Fred, in My Stepmother is an Alien. He played the character Lyle in 2003 adaptation of The Italian Job. He is the creator of the TV series Robot Chicken.
Matt. Seth Green.
Ooh, it is.
Yeah.
Straight on.
You're annoying.
Yes. Next one was he landed the role of Oz on the TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Who was also Alison Hannigan's boyfriend.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that means...
Tiebreaker. But the tiebreaker could mean that Jeremy wins overall. Don't forget.
Yeah. I know how this works, but it's putting more pressure on me.
It is putting more pressure
on me. So, it's a question. Once again, just shout. And you can't have multiple guesses.
Right, okay.
Oh, so it's either you get it or you don't.
Do you shout your name?
Yes.
Right. And
not just shout.
And is this another person?
It's just a question.
Oh, okay.
It's not necessarily a person.
Right.
So, Breckin Meyer and Amy Smart also star in Rat Race, who starred in the film Road Trip together. Can you tell me the city and state they are travelling to get the tape back in the film Your Road Trip?
Oh my goodness.
Yes, I can. but I'm trying to remember.
Well, there must be a time limit on this.
Matt, the state they're going to.
The city and state.
I know one of those two.
I'm going to go for it. Give me.
That they go to Austin, Texas.
That is correct.
Whoa. No, that's absolute jokes.
Why is it? What? Because you didn't get it?
Because I wouldn't even have thought of that.
Because they get Boston, Massachusetts mixed up.
Tom Green gets them mixed up.
He says Boston, and it's actually Austin. So they go Boston and into Austin.
Yes! Come on!
Absolute jokes. Breaker. He's played into your hands there.
How's I like that film.
And now this is the highest pressure one that I'm going to basically pop.
Does anyone want a pen?
No, we're not playing that.
No, we don't do the pen.
Don't do the pen.
Right. I will give you some time.
Good.
And the round, so this is called back and forth.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
So I'll give you a category.
Forgotten about this round.
And you will both go back
and forth.
That's what
I mean, high pressure. But I didn't know I could have multiple guesses in 5 seconds.
Got to get the blood pressure reading out in a minute. So, yeah.
You'll have multiple guesses.
Well, I did last time, so there we go.
On what? Sorry.
On the back and forth.
The back and forth, you're allowed to say more than one thing.
Yeah, as long as you don't time out.
All right, fine.
Yep. Otherwise, it might be quite short. But yeah.
Yep.
So,
obscenities.
As I said, go back and forth until someone can't answer. There'll be a time limit to a certain degree. I'll give you a five-second countdown.
Try and think of ones that don't give away other answers to you. Go on.
Yeah, true. Yes. So, this category is films.
Who's starting? We're just going straight for it.
I think Jem started last time, so you can probably start this time.
Yeah.
I'm going to go straight for it. I'm not going to give you any thinking time.
Films with numbers in their titles.
The number 23.
Are you going straight? I was going to give you 15 seconds to think of some.
Oh, no. I'm going straight in for it.
So we're going?
Well, I don't know. I'm going to give that like 10 more seconds, but Matt starts with the number 23 by the looks of it. Not sure on my list, but yeah.
So, do you want us to go?
If you're ready to go, Jem, yeah.
I'm not ready, but 8.
What's 8?
Isn't it that puppet thing?
No.
Is that 9?
9, there we go.
There you go.
8 Mile.
Yep.
300.
Yep.
24-hour party people.
7 days a week.
What's that?
I've got no idea. It sounds good though, doesn't it? 20 hours notice, 24 hours notice, whatever it is.
No.
22 hours, 23 hours notice. So it's 2 weeks notice.
2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks notice.
Yeah. 51st state.
Gone in 60 seconds.
51st dates.
Yep.
28 days later.
Yep.
28 weeks later.
I knew. Jungle to Jungle.
Nice.
Yep.
Oceans 11.
Oh, this is backfiring. Oceans 12.
Oceans 13.
Oceans 8.
How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days.
10 Things I Hate About You.
Very nice. Go with like Toy Story 2.
No.
Okay, no sequels. Fine.
Come on.
Hours.
Yep.
Oh, how long have you just given him there?
Well, you had a fair amount of time on the last one, so I'm going to count. I'm going to stop doing the countdown.
Oh, so you're going to do us doing countdowns now. I see. Okay. 13 Monkeys.
It's not the name of the film, is it?
Is it not?
Nope.
Oh, for goodness sake. I'm going to get on a technicality here.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
No. Oh, absolutely. What is the film?
12 Monkeys.
Oh, for God's sake.
Sorry, you just helped me with Friday the 13th. I was going to go with that. Or 13 Ghosts.
Yeah.
It's 8mm, 101
Dalmatians. Yeah. We all love it. Yeah.
Seven. 13 going on 13. Seven. I had lots of 13s. Seven. I thought seven. Couldn't get that in my head.
I keep going through numbers.
Three Musketeers. Yeah.
Oh,
three men
goodness.
And a baby.
That's jokes.
Yeah.
So
leading right
officially
beginning.
I won the second round but didn't win it. Won the first round.
How did you officially win the second
round? I got rat race. Should win it there and then.
That's not the way it works, extra point.
Extra point, you got the bonus point.
I don't know what this has come to. Never used to have the decider in a second round. Oh well. Terrible.
Oh well.
We used to share it. Do you remember that? Used to share things.
Well, we can mix them round.
No. Keep going.
The pressure, seriously, the 127 hours I pulled right out of my ass.
Yeah.
Well, no idea where that came from.
I'm going to get the stopwatch out for...
I will get one for next week.
Oh. Yeah, I'm going to get it out for this one. When I listen back, I'm going to be like, oh, so you actually had 32 seconds in total.
You got the name wrong. Of 28 weeks later or 20 or whatever it was.
12
for two weeks notice or 24 hours notice, 28 hours notice.
2 days notice, 28 hours notice, 25 hours notice.
I swear there's a 20 something, but there you go. Anyway.
Okay.
I can think of a lot of films now. Now the pressure's off.
47 Ronin. Big Hero 6.
48 hours later.
Yeah.
48 hours. Another 48 hours.
24-hour party people.
Yeah. I had that one.
Oh, did you? I didn't even listen. Look, I'm not even paying attention. Right, so there's another rubbish quiz. I like the guy who used to do it. But we need to get to the real reason why we're here. We're going to randomly draw the next number for... our main podcast, not the extra like we're on now.
Exciting again.
Dominic.
Correct.
Am I right in thinking this has something to do with someone in your family?
Yes. So Jamie, my eldest, has given me a bit of Python coding. Which pretty much is not great for a podcast because I'm just going to press a button and it'll give me a number.
But we're giving him credit because this is like GCSE.
Yeah. Computer science.
Computer science.
Nice. Computer science.
Nice.
So I'm literally going to press a button.
For a random number generator.
For a random number generator.
And chances of it picking one of the 12 we've already had.
I'll have to press it again.
Okay.
About 1 in 8.
Oh, all right, Matthew.
There we go. Are we ready? 3, 2, 1.
So a little bit of feedback. Jamie, can you add a sound effect next time? That probably would have been quite good.
3, 2, 1.
No,
nice.
Done. There we go.
That was Dominic.
I liked it.
The number, I don't know if we've had this, I feel like we have 67.
67. Oh, no. Top 5 films that.
Keep your pen out.
Yeah.
Features an iconic vehicle.
Oh, good.
Ooh, okay.
So, top 5 films that features an iconic vehicle.
Right.
Matthew's getting his definition of vehicles out.
Just thinking. I'm thinking now.
Is it something that takes you from place to place?
No, it's a vehicle.
No, there must be a definition.
That must be something.
Well, we'll decide what our own personal definitions are of vehicle.
Yeah, but I need to try and guess what you're doing.
Wow. I'm not giving you any hints.
Okay.
Because I don't know yet.
Because I haven't thought enough about it. Okay, well, as I leave these two with that, just a quick reminder, you can get in touch with us whenever you want at Top 5 Films That. So please do tell us how rubbish Dominic's quiz is and how unfair it was that Matthew got so much more time than me. Or the flip side of that, don't get in touch. So just the quizzer just needs to say bye.
Bye, everyone. Thank you for listening.
And the
champion, yep.
Well, you could call it that. Cheater. But yeah,
bye.
I'm just a sore loser. Okay, bye.